For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Julie Bowers, Executive Director of Friends of Bunker Mill Bridge. We'll be discussing their latest board meeting.
We went through the change orders that are required for some of the structural elements on the bridge itself. And we had found out from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation that we could utilize all the work that we've been doing to date in our grant application for finalizing. So the board of directors of the Friends Group has decided that if we can raise $20,000 in 2 weeks, 14 days, on top of the $26,000 that we have on hand, 23 of that has come in the last month with our stringer and plank sales and our capital campaign. But if we can get that other $20,000, we can get the bridge finished with the planks and the clips and the stringers and the extra work on the verticals and the additional plate to the floor beams. So that's the goal right now, is $20,000 in 2 weeks, or then we just button it up until we can get the funds to go back to work next summer.
And going back to the riverboat, can you break that down? You said that you could add what's already been expended to an application.
Yeah, they want to see the full scope of our work and what we've accomplished with the construction money that was given by the county instead of demolition. So for the $80,000, we've gotten all the work done that we planned to on the truss with the lift and the south end abutment repairs and the floor beams there. So now we're to part two of that phase one with some additional work that Mr. Rayner of Box Steel is willing to leave, you know, a lot of his labor dollars on the table for the grant application. He just needs enough to keep going, and we need enough to purchase the materials, which is roughly, you know, $35,000.
That other $20,000 would be just from the community and businesses?
Yes, exactly. That's all we have right now. So, you know, I don't know if they just wanted to try one more time to see if we could get it all finished here, you know, before spring. Otherwise, it will be in the summer. It's just we have the momentum going.
So the next round of grants you're going to be applying for with the Washington County Riverboat Foundation?
Yes, and they have encouraged us to apply and to get it in soon, and we think we'll have it ready by the end of next week.
To raise that $20,000, what are you going to be attempting here?
Oh, lots of personal phone calls and knocking on doors, and I think I'm going to go drop some quarters over at the at Riverside Casino, see if I can't either make some money that way or go talk to their president and see if he might be able to help us out in the short term with a loan. The Riverboat Foundation said they don't like to fund debt, although they have in the past. So, you know, it's really up to the community now, and it always has been. And I believe that this is more than just a Kelowna as a community. It's Richmond, it's Riverside, it's Wellman, it's Washington. It's that link that these chambers could be looking for to establish more of a corridor between Washington and Kelowna. As an outsider in the area, that's what I've heard and seen, that people are trying to make that bridge happen, but there are some real divides.
Is Nels Rayner and Box Steel, are they at the bridge now working?
They are in Michigan, where he is fabricating the vertical pieces to go back on that we are going to let people help rivet here probably next week. And he was fabricating a couple of other parts and getting ready to come back when the weather is broken. So he was looking maybe at Friday at leaving. Otherwise, it may be next week. We have a couple of other projects that we're gearing up to work on. So now it just becomes scheduling and financial. So if we can keep him busy, he is committed to his work. He's donated 2 days of work for installing the stringers, not the fabricating of the parts, et cetera, that go with that. But the actual installation of the stringers has been donated by Box Steel. You know, we're all giving up here one way or the other, and the board is working very hard to make good decisions. We all are. Pretty soon we'll have this awesome park that it's a water access, and that, you know, I just read in the paper that the whole ordinance on ATVs has changed. Well, maybe they need to add in this as a corridor, a safe corridor. And the county, while being shed of the bridge, you know, we can take that on, but it's open for all recreational use. So that road needs to remain open for safety. issues, if nothing else, and to allow people from the south to get to this old bridge the way they always have.
And you mentioned that riveting was going to be done by community members, perhaps? Is that to get people
involved?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Nels is bringing all the pieces that need to be riveted together, and he's going to let everybody have a hand in the hammering of that. It's really very empowering to know that you pushed flat molten steel into a round-headed knob. Hot rivet.
That was part one of my conversation with Executive Director of Friends of Bunker Mill Bridge, Julie Bowers. Tune in tomorrow where we continue our discussion. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.